This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has upheld Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message came in a statement released late Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international defense treaty. The tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say that they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. The mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified and their next of kin notified. Some 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of the bodies. Pfizer says that it plans to meet with top U.S. officials on Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that if it is entirely conceivable, may be likely that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing rebuttal from U.S. health officials. This is VOA News. A U.S. lawyer says an American citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II has alleged he was tortured in Jordanian detention and fears for his life. The lawyer spoke on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in Jordan's royal family. Prosecutor's office at Jordan's State Security Court denied Sunday that the defendant was mistreated or that his trial was unfair. The allegations of mistreatment were raised just days before Jordan's king was to become the first Arab leader to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House on July 19th. Thousands of Cubans have marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Sunday's outpouring was one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protests in the capital, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. Cuba has been going through its worst economic crisis in decades, along with the resurgence of coronavirus cases, and protesters chanted freedom enough and united. People standing on many balconies in the central Havana neighborhood applauded the protesters passing by. Others joined in the march. Several thousand people have protested in front of the Georgian parliament, demanding the ex-Soviet nation's prime minister resign over the death of a journalist who was attacked and beaten earlier this week by anti-LGBT protesters. The cameraman, Alexandra Lashakarava, was found dead in his home by his mother earlier Sunday, according to the Pirveli channel for which he worked. He was one of several dozen journalists attacked last Monday by opponents of an LGBT march that had been scheduled to take place the day in the Georgian capital. According to media reports, he sustained multiple injuries and had to undergo surgery, but was discharged from a hospital on Thursday. The cause of his death was not immediately clear. Israel Supreme Court has cleared the way for same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers, a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as a win for LGBTQ rights. Court last year ruled that an existing surrogacy law that expanded access to single women but excluded gay couples was unlawful at the time and gave the government a year to draw up a new law. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.